Hey there, have you ever felt a warm and fuzzy feeling inside when you think about something from your childhood? Maybe it's a toy you used to play with, a song you used to listen, or a TV show you used to watch. This feeling is called nostalgia, and it can be very powerful. That's why companies sometimes use nostalgia in their marketing. They want to tap into those warm and fuzzy feelings and make you feel good about their products. So, get ready to take a trip down memory lane and see how nostalgia can be used in marketing. This is your host, Official Gaurang, and you're listening to Let's Talk Digital, where we explore the world of digital marketing and discuss the latest trends and techniques. And today, we'll be diving into nostalgia marketing, a topic that's taking over your social media feed by storm yet again. Let's start off understanding why nostalgia marketing. Nostalgia marketing is a way for brands to tap into emotions and memories from the past. By creating a connection to our childhood, brands can evoke feelings of happiness, nostalgia, and even sentimentality. This can be seen in social media ads that remind us of a video game we used to play, or a billboard for a product that brings back memories from our childhood. It's 2023 and nostalgia marketing is on the rise again for a few reasons. Nostalgia marketing is an effective approach that provides a sense of comfort and security to people during uncertain times like these. It takes people on a trip down memory lane, invoking memories from the past and provide a break from the constant barrage of new technology and innovations. Furthermore, it offers something different and unique that sets it apart. By leveraging its approach, companies and brands alike can create fresh marketing ideas, reach their audience, and even expand their user base. Given that most of the world is still recovering from COVID-19 threats, and there have been talks of a lot of world unrest, peace unrest going on everywhere in different parts of the world, it is one of the most uniquely creative idea which brands can come up, which also provide a sense of security and comfort to their audience and the target buyers. At the same time, build a good relationship with them as well. So, how can brands use nostalgia marketing? There are multiple ways to go around it, but some of the ways would be re-releasing or repacking popular products from the past. Companies can bring back popular products from the past, such as old video games, toys, or snacks with an updated packaging or new features. Creating campaigns that evoke nostalgic emotions. Brands can create advertisements or campaigns that evoke feelings of nostalgia, such as using popular songs or TV shows from the past, or by using vintage imagery or styles. Partnering with influencers or celebrities from the past. Companies can get in touch with former athletes or musicians to promote their products. This can help them tap older audience segment and market their products to them. Using social media to tap into nostalgic trends, brands can use TikTok, YouTube Shorts, or Insta Reels, which is quite the hype right now, to tap into nostalgic trends and engage with customers who are interested in reliving memories from their childhood. They can also get in touch with their customers directly by hosting events that celebrate the past, such as retro themed parties or pop-up shops, to have a nostalgic experience for customers to come visit, feel, and at the same time have a good brand building awareness campaign. Some of the examples for nostalgic marketing would be Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign. In this campaign, Coca-Cola encouraged customers to share a bottle of Coke with friends and family, evoking memories of simpler times when people would gather around and share a soda. This campaign relied on nostalgia for a time when people would enjoy Coke as a communal experience and tap into emotions associated with those memories. Also, Nintendo's Classic Mini. Nintendo's Classic Mini was a miniaturized version of its original classic gaming console. This product was introduced to capitalize on the nostalgia of people who had grown up playing games on the original console and wanted to relive those memories. The Classic Mini allowed people to play games they loved from their childhood, which in turn helped in tapping into their nostalgia and emotions associated with their memories, and it was quite a hit. Now, you can actually find occasions to leverage nostalgia, and some of those occasions would be around the lines of rebranding or announcing a change in business goals or celebrating a milestone. So Burger King did the first rebranding after 20 years of launching, and it chose to revisit its iconic logo from the 70s. Consumers who knew the brand from those days caught a whiff of nostalgia. In terms of announcing the change of business goals or directions, McDonald's used a nostalgia-driven ad to announce the removal of artificial preservatives and antibiotics from the products. And to celebrate milestones on anniversaries, Fairliquid brought back its original plastic white bottle design for a limited period to celebrate its 50th anniversary. This is also one of the best ways to use nostalgia marketing, is when you can create merchandise or limited edition products that tie into the occasion and reward customers who buy products during those times for their loyalty. This will help customers further associate their nostalgia with feel-good rewards so that they can look forward to future occasions. So that's it for today's episode of Let's Talk Digital. We hope you learned a lot about nostalgia marketing and why it's on the rise again. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us. Join us next time for more insights and advice on digital marketing. This is your host, Official Gaurang. This is Let's Talk Digital, powered by Crazy Media. Thank you for listening.